Hey, listeners, welcome back. We're on an Innie and the Car Doctor. You know, this time of year, everybody's thinking with fall here and winter approaching, it's battery time. It's time to look the car over, the truck over, and make sure it's ready for winter and the cold weather ahead. And we thought to bring out some of the finer points and some of the optimal things you need to know regarding your vehicle's battery. We've turned to the best, Michael Holsom. Michael is the manager of field sales for Power Solutions, and we're glad to have him here with us today. Michael, welcome aboard, sir.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate you having me on.
Batteries. You know, let's get this out in the open. There's two questions I want to ask you right off the top of my head. Are batteries really a fall-winter concern, or is it more of a year-round event now?
Oh, it really has become a year-round event. And if you look at how cars have developed over the last 10 years, becoming more electrical demanding, we have more sophisticated computer management systems. We have more accessory loads on cars than we have ever had before. So all that demand has put more and more stress on the battery.
So, you know, when we look at a battery and we think what makes a battery tick, for lack of a better word to put it, it's the grid, right? So why is the grid in the battery so gosh darn important? I think the listeners need to hear this again.
Well, in particular, the positive grid, and if you think of it, that's really the backbone of a battery. That's where the positive grid is the delivery system for electrical energy, but it's also extremely essential for the recovery of the battery after it discharges. So, a good design and a good manufacturing process is going to make that battery better. So, the positive grid gets compromised by corrosion and. That's one of the leading causes of battery failure. And corrosion comes from a couple of different sources. It comes from repetitive cycling. We talked about the high electrical demanding platforms. So that battery constantly going in a discharge, recharge cycle. And then you have heat. Heat's a catalyst, and it accelerates the corrosion process. And heat comes, again, from the charging cycle, but it also you can take into account the ambient temperature that's under the hood. So power frame technology is designed to address these stress points, and it gives you up to 66% more corrosion resistant than other grid designs.
Now, two questions. How long has power frame grid technology been available in consumer batteries? And the second part of that question is, I used to think, and I'm learning to say that a lot in my career, I used to think that the way to do things were this and that when you purchase a battery, buy the biggest battery electrically you can find. Is that still a true statement also? You can answer them in either order.
Well, I'll answer your first question. And it was, power frame has actually been around for over 15 years, and it was developed through field testing using taxicab fleets in Las Vegas, which you can imagine is some of the harshest driving conditions. And it accelerated, the real life of the life of a battery. The days of picking a battery by cold cranking amps. If you think about, back 20, 30 years ago when we actually had to crank a car, and you would, the ignition had to work for 10, 15 seconds before the car would start. Now, ignition systems are so efficient that it's a flick of the wrist or a push of the button. And there's not as much demand on the starting, but now it has to do with how well that battery lasts in these repetitive cycling applications.
Sure. I mean, look at start-stop technology now, right? The car starts in the blink of an eye sitting at a traffic light or a stop sign, and the battery has no real load on it compared to something 30 years ago because of the way the vehicles are today. So, yeah, that makes perfect sense. So, vibration is still an issue, though, right? I mean, let's talk about that, the effects vibration has on a battery. How does power frame grid technology help prevent the bad part of vibration? Bad vibrations, the Beach Boys
sure.
would be upset.
Well, we can equate vibration to hitting potholes, and I'm sure we've all hit our share of those while we're driving. And that impact will have a detrimental effect on the battery, and one, that some of the active material we call paste on the grid will shed off. And enough of that will impact the capacity and the life of the battery. But also, we talked earlier about the corrosion of the grids, and what that corrosion does, it weakens the structure, and vibration can then fracture some of these areas of the grid that show signs of fatigue. And if that happens, that can lead to short circuits in the battery, and it also diminishes the capacity of the battery. So the manufacturing process of PowerFrame is basically taking a bar of lead, rolling and compressing that lead composite to a precise thickness, and that density of that material then will resist corrosion and metal fatigue. But also, where the power frame comes from, it has a reinforced frame around the grid itself, and that protects the frame from warping, and that also leads to short circuits.
So basically, PowerFrame grid technology is that better mousetrap that everybody's looking for.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let me ask you this, something we don't talk about a lot here on the Car Doctor. PowerFrame manufacturing, the way they make PowerFrame grid technology, if I can say it that way, but PowerFrame manufacturing plants, I understand, operate and produce 20% fewer greenhouse gases?
That's correct. So if you look at the conventional way of making grids was casting. So that grid casting required to melt lead down and pour that molten lead into molds. Well, that process of melting lead contributes to the releasing of gases into the environment. So when I talked earlier about the power frame rolling out lead into a strip, and then it gets stamped, and all that material that gets punched out is then recycled. So there's no gases that are coming from melting down the lead, and all the waste is recycled. So it eliminates 20% of greenhouse gases during the manufacturing process.
Wow, sounds like a win-win on all sides between the technology and the way they're made. It's good for the environment, it's good for the vehicle, and it's good for the consumer. You can't complain about that. How do the consumers determine what has PowerFrame grid technology and doesn't? What brand aftermarket batteries use it?
Well, currently, PowerFrame is found in batteries sold by Advance Auto Parts and their CarQuest locations. So all you have to do is look for that PowerFrame logo on the label, and at Advance Auto Parts stores, you can find that in their gold and platinum line of batteries, and at CarQuest in their silver, gold, and platinum.
Okay, cool. Listen, neat stuff. I think it's got to be comforting for people to know they have alternatives, and there are ways to improve on their next battery purchase by what they can buy. They can buy into the better technology now.
So if you want to find a retailer near you, just go to powerframe.com, and you can search for the closest location.
Right. Yeah, that was my next question. Is there a place the listeners can go? Say that again. Give that to me again one more time, Mike.
Powerframe.com.
Okay.
And there's a search function for finding the nearest retailer.
Cool beans. Hey, Mike Halsem, we appreciate you taking the time today and helping inform the listenership. And we'll have you on again real soon. You take good care. Have a good rest of the day.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome. I'm Ron Ananian, the Car Doctor, and we are back right after this.